and welcome back to Badass Bitches Tarot. This is your host, Cardzi B. As many of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in New York City. I began learning tarot when I was still in grade school, and since then, I've turned that hobby into a full-time tarot practice and the creation of my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B, as well as various tarot products and events. So it is officially December. Today is December 1st, you guys. This is my favorite month after October. You know that I'm a big Samhain, Halloween, October witch, but I am a Sagittarius, so it's my birth month, and I love all of the cheesy Christmas decorations all around New York City. And Lola just gave that a big bark, a big affirmative. I love finding and making gifts for my core peeps. So Sag season is definitely my jam. December is also the celebration of Yule, so here's a little witchy history for December before we go into our monthly cards. Yule is the first of 8 Sabbats of the year. It occurs at the midwinter solstice, aka the shortest day of the year. So the word Yule actually comes from like this pre-Christian Germanic tribe word meaning wheel. And it's, you know, it's the beginning of the wheel of the year. And we had just had Samhain in October, which was the end of the wheel. It's kind of like the witch's new year because it's the end, whereas Yule is the beginning, right? So we're really celebrating the cycle of the wheel of the year in Yule. And it's a celebration of the sun and nature's renewal after the rest period that is winter. And this is why people have historically lit fires and candles, because in doing that, it's a practice and a ritual to encourage the sun to come back and grow bigger and stronger and closer to us. Yule is really a time of new beginnings. The darkest night of winter, and this varies year to year, but it's December 21st this year, it's really a good time for self-examination and discovering how we want to move forward into the new year. As you know, it's the darkest night, the least sunlight on the December 21st, but on December 22nd, we move into a cycle where more and more light will start coming in day by day until the summer solstice in June. So if you're working with this, it's a good time to be like, okay, what have we released over obviously Scorpio season into this like waning sun period where we're losing light? And what are we now really wanting to come in? What are we wanting to illuminate and bring in? And if you have an altar space, it's a really good time to kind of change it up. I like to change my altars, both with the astrological signs, but also with the 8 Sabbats. So elements that are great for Yule are anything with the colors white, silver, and gold. A lot of this you'll see, even though it predates Christianity, did translate into the practice of Christmas. So those are colors that we see in the celebration of Christmas, white, silver, gold, whether that's colors, candles, and incense and herbs that are good are mistletoe, frankincense, myrrh. I also like to put fun little trinkets and ornaments. And these were back in the day traditionally used to represent the abundance that comes back with the increased light of the sun. Because the sun, like the sun card in tarot, it represents abundance and, you know, good things being brought in. So I like to put like fun little like things that kind of like bring me joy, and that can be ornaments. It can be like little gifts from friends, but that's kind of what I add to my altar. And I'll post a picture as always on my Instagram so you can check out what mine looks like for the Yule season. So also in the spirit of Yule, and because the Wheel of Fortune is ruled by Jupiter and one of my personal favesies, I'm going to go through 3 cards for our monthly overview as opposed to the usual 2 for December. We're going to do the traditional Sagittarius rule card according to the Golden Dawn, the card from the January 1st, 2019 overview, as we always do, and I'm adding in that Jupiter ruled Wheel of Fortune. So extra little gift for Yule and for December for you guys. So let's look at our cards for the month. As I mentioned, our first card, like we always do, Golden Dawn, right? And the mofos from the Order of the Golden Dawn determined that Sagittarius rules the Temperance card. And we're familiar with her. She was hanging with us last month. And I think it's funny that Temperance followed us from November into December because it's a decadent month that requires some moderation. And the Temperance card is all about moderation, but she's also the alchemist of the deck. And like Sagittarians who desire expansion, exploration, and learning about as many different perspectives as possible, so does the alchemist. It's kind of this quest for knowledge. So I think that, you know, in December, again, as we're going into a lot of like decadent parties and get-togethers and with family and friends, this is a really, really impactful and powerful card to take with us. In the OG Smith Rider Waite, the Temperance card shows a winged angel. And in the traditional card, we don't really know the gender. And that's an important part of the card because the angel has both masculine and feminine qualities. And there's a balance in and of itself in that, right? And the angel is standing, balancing one foot on the earth in the scene and showing that, you know, the balance between rooting and staying grounded. And she has the other foot in the water, showing the importance of that, you know, being in the flow, being open to change and the emotion and kind of flow of water versus the grounding of earth. And the angel also pours one cup of water into another, also showing the flow and alchemy of life, that it's always in motion and that it's moving and changing. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, Temperance, I decided to draw as Gwyneth Paltrow, the gooptastic mother actress and wellness mogul who demonstrates that with balance and conscious moderation, our inner awareness will guide us towards fulfillment. This month, Temperance really reminds us to practice that moderation, as the holiday season can often tempt us to overindulge, whether that's food, alcohol, not getting enough rest, et cetera, at parties and events. Temperance also encourages us to find the balance between emotion, i.e. that one foot in the water, and groundedness, that one foot on the earth. As the holidays can be stressful for a lot of us, Temperance reminds us to kind of acknowledge our emotions and not, you know, we don't have to suppress them or ignore them, like acknowledge them, but also find ways to stay grounded, whatever those rituals or practices look like for each of you. So moving into our second card, which comes from our January 2019 annual overview. And I have to say, I know I'm like annoyingly optimistic as a Sag, but like I'm not loving this card, you guys. From the moment I pulled it, I was like, this is how we're ending the year, but I'll give you my perspective on this card. So for January 2019's December card, we pulled Nine of Swords, okay? But here's the deal. In the OG Smith Rider Waite deck, the Nine of Swords shows a woman sitting in her bed with her head in her hands, all distraught, like she woke up from a really bad nightmare that left her really disturbed and upset and stressed. There are nine swords hanging horizontally on the back of the wall behind her, representing these like heavy thoughts that are kind of weighing on her mind and creating anxiety. And the other thing I recently learned that I hadn't paid much attention to, you know, when I was younger, and this is in the past few years, I learned that the quilt that the original Smith Rider Waite chick is covered with is decorated with roses and astrological symbols. So to me, this represents the hope and healing, i.e. those cycles of the zodiac with the healing elements of roses. Roses are the highest frequency of the flowers. It's like a really healing. It's why we spritz ourselves with rose water and use it in a lot of herbal work. And the zodiac shows that like we're always in motion. We're always moving forward and evolving. So that ties into our next card of Wheel of Fortune. But anyway, I like the comfort of that blanket, kind of knowing this is a moment in time. And another theory about the OG Nine of Swords is that the nine swords that are on that black wall in the back are not physical swords. They're actually printed on a curtain. And when pulled aside, you see that it's sunny outside. The Nine of Swords moves into the Ten of Swords, which is kind of like death of a bad idea. It's kind of awakening to like, what do we need to clear to really get to move that curtain aside into the sun? So there are positive, there's light and shadow to every single tarot card. This one is just historically known as a shadow card, but anyway, there is light at the end of the tunnel and there are a lot of healing elements to Nine of Swords. In the Badass Bitches tarot deck, this is Tanya Harding. This is ultimately, to me, like the victim card, right? Of like, in the OG, she's waking up from a nightmare. She's feeling bad for herself. She's stressed. Tanya Harding is like, you know, iconically known as, experiencing victim energy, both what was inflicted to Nancy Kerrigan and what, you know, how it affected her life thereafter. But the message here is that like I, Tanya, you can turn things around. And it's really about perspective. If you're experiencing fear, anxiety around an issue this month, try not to give it too much energy, because allowing it to have a lot of energy also allows that nightmare to really come to life and get bigger and bigger. Astrologically, Nine of Swords is destructive Mars and often indecisive, overly analytical Gemini. A lot of readers call the Nine of Swords the beware of self-fulfilling prophecies card. Like, If you've ever known anyone who was convinced their partner was going to leave them or cheat on them, so they inadvertently, almost like subconsciously self-sabotage by making unfounded accusations and picking fights and kind of distancing themselves until their partner feels that and feels unappreciated and eventually leaves. That's classic Nine of Swords self-sabotage. So yeah, there are some pretty shitty downsides to this card. Anxiety, stress, lack of sleep, feeling isolated, etc., etc. But on the upside, which you know I love, Nine of Swords is really about perspective, reminding us that the situation is only as bad as we make it out to be, and at the end of the day, each of us gets to decide what we give energy to and what we focus our intentions on, and there's power in that. Nine of Swords is actually, to me, an invitation to break a negative cycle of thoughts. It doesn't have to become a self-fulfilling prophecy if we can manage to shift our attention to what feels good to focus on. This card can also be a little reminder to reach out for help, whether that's friends, family, going to work out, going to meditate, going to therapy, whatever that looks like for you. I have to admit, I was bummed to see this card, and it doesn't seem to align with the Sagittarian energy of Yule and December, but like my bestie always says, knowing is half the battle, her favorite G.I. Joe quote. So if we're aware that we might have some less than desirable thoughts coming up around a situation this month, we can more easily take a step back and assess, again, calling in that Temperance card when this comes up. And we have a monthly bonus card, like I said, Wheel of Fortune. I have always loved this card since I was little, and when I got older and learned it's ruled by Jupiter, it makes total sense since Jupiter is also the ruling planet of Sagittarius. I think there's a lot of power in Wheel of Fortune. So in the Smith Rider-Waite deck, the Wheel of Fortune is shown as a giant wheel with the four Hebrew letters spelling out the name of God. They're also the letters T-O-R-A, which has a few meanings. One, referencing to the Torah, which is spelled T-O-R-A-H. Two, to tarot, if you rearrange them, T-A-R-O-T. And three, if you rearrange the letters again, R-O-T-A, meaning wheel. So this is a really layered card, and that's one of the things I like most about it. On the outer circle of the wheel, there's a snake sitting on the left side, the Egyptian god Typhon, the god of evil. Anubis, the Egyptian god of the dead, is on the right. And on the top of the wheel, there's the Sphinx, which is, you know, known throughout history for representing knowledge and strength. So we have all of these kind of gods of evil, of the dead, of knowledge coming together, saying these are all cycles, and we experience all of these things throughout life. And it's kind of like we're always moving forward, whether we're in ups or downs, and that's the evolution of the wheel. In the corners of the Wheel of Fortune, there are four winged creatures, and each of those are said to be associated with the four fixed signs of the zodiac. So the angel is Aquarius, that air energy, the eagle is Scorpio, the lion is obviously Leo, and the bull is Taurus. And their wings that are added to these symbols that are not traditionally present in the zodiac symbology are said in the Wheel of Fortune card to represent kind of grace and stability amidst this movement and change. And each of them is also holding a Torah representing wisdom. So it's kind of that, again, as things can be tumultuous and there's ups and downs, it's like knowing, like taking it with grace and being like, this is the universe has my back. It's all happening for a reason. And I have the knowledge from the universe that I've acquired up until this point, i.e. holding the Torah. So numerologically, Wheel of Fortune is the number 10, which represents transcendental completion. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, this is Madonna, the queen of reinvention, one of my great loves of this lifetime. Also, for those of you who frequently listen to the podcast, you know, I've loved her since childhood for her tenacity, her constant motion, and willingness to evolve and reinvent herself. So this card to me is a really powerful guide through December. So even, you know, if you're going through moments that test us, like Nine of Swords, that require moderation or pause, a la Temperance, the Wheel of Fortune is there to gently push us forward as a reminder that we're always in motion. We're always changing. We're always evolving. And no matter how bad something is, it's not permanent. And no matter how good something is, it can change. So to express gratitude and be present. Wheel of Fortune to me is also about embracing the unknown and even unpleasant situations to see what they're teaching us and how they're helping us to grow and expand. All right. I hope you like our bonus card. It's honestly like one of my favorites. So now for the card of the week. first week of December. Okay. Five of Wands reverse. All right, so you guys who listen a lot know that I always say with the fives, I personally prefer each of them to be reversed. So happy about this placement. And in the OG Smith Rider-Waite deck, the Five of Wands show this five men kind of clashing with each other. They're holding up these wands as weapons. And when you look really closely, the wands actually, they're not touching or striking each other. So it's showing there's not really a lot of purpose other than chaos in this. It's just unnecessary like division of these people. It's not that they're taking each other down, moving forward even. It's just like chaos and creating division. So each of the five peeps on the OG card, they're also wearing like a crazy different outfit. So you kind of see that as they're from all different backgrounds and they're not united with each other in any way. And they might be afraid of each other's differences, which is amplifying this kind of disharmony and just angry, aggressive outlash. Astrologically, Five of Wands is the oppressive, rule-enforcing Saturn, not my favesy, in that celebratory, fiery Leo. So there's a big disconnect automatically, right? Leo dislikes Saturn almost as much as Sagittarius does. So this Avi creates some distinct tensions when this placement occurs. In the Badass Bitches Tarot, I illustrated this as a bunch of politicians from the 2016 election in a big, loud, chaotic battle. So upright, obviously, I personally don't love this card. It warns of conflict and struggle and unnecessary chaos. But and that can be seen as like political drama at work, hearsay among friends, chaos amongst family members. But the reversal I do like. It's kind of like a big exhale after a recent struggle. The worst of the battle is over. And often internally, you've moved from a place of fear and anxiety to a place of like relief and calm. And it's kind of Five of Wands reverse to me is like when you start to see the lesson of something chaotic occurred and you're like when you're in it and you're just feeling that almost like Five of Wands and Nine of Swords are kind of aligned when you're just in it, right? And it's just you're in that victim state or that like in Five of Wands, it's more of that like fight or flight state. But the reversal is when you can step back and see like, oh, that's why I had to go through it. Okay, I can take a breath. It's over and kind of process what went down. And if there were any remaining struggles as a result of Mercury retrograde shadow, that again, that's we're still seeing that shadow until December 7th. I'm waiting to get the iPhone 11 for that reason because I'm super, I really pay attention to that. But whether you're still working with that or if there was work drama or Thanksgiving family drama, Five of Wands reversed this week is allowing us to gain some perspective and move into calmer waters moving forward. Okay, so I hope that that was helpful. I know that was a lot more cards than usual for the month, but I like our bonus Wheel of Fortune. So I will quickly recap before we head out, and we have a really exciting guest next week that I am thrilled to share with you. So for December, we have Temperance following us all the way from November into December, reminding us to step back and see the big picture so we can strike a balance between our emotional experiences and how we ground. We also have Nine of Swords. Not my favesy, but Nine of Swords can bring in some stress and anxiety, yes, but ultimately invites us to choose what we focus our attention on. And we have our additional month bonus card, Wheel of Fortune, as it is ruled by Jupiter, Sagittarius's ruler. So I'm putting this into December this month as well. And Wheel of Fortune reminds us that we're always in motion. We're always evolving. And even stressful situations are often occurring to help us level up. It's kind of like those occur to unlock the door to the next vibrational level. And this week, along with that, we have Five of Wands reversed. So that's granting us a little reprieve after what could have been a stressful conflict with work or family last week. It's kind of like that is an acknowledgement of like, okay, you got through that for a reason. Like, thank you for learning that lesson. Thank you for continuing to evolve. So we do have our Instagram live coming up tomorrow, 7:30. I've been doing better at staying on time and I've noticed a lot more of you do attend when I do that. So much gratitude for that. 7:30 Eastern time. It's a chance to get on, ask your own personal question to get a free live mini reading and also see the cards of the week. So I'll do our overviewing card or our ruling card of Five of Wands reverse, but also go through the daily cards, which is pertaining to the entire Conscious Collective. And if you have a question, you can shout it out to me and I'll get through as many as I can on that Instagram Live, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I hope to see you guys there. I also have a ton of really fun events happening in New York this month, so, and Toronto. So continue to follow at CardsyB on Instagram to find out when and where. I have Toronto coming. I'm back in Canada December 12th through the 14th for an amazing event with Economic Club of Canada. I hope to see lots of my Torontonians there. If you can't make it to that, I am taking individual readings Thursday, December 12th and Friday the 13th at the Fairmont Royal York. So DM me or you can book through Badass Bitches Tarot for that. And like I said, I have a bunch of fun events at Rain's Law Room, at Yoga Spark this week. So follow my Instagram and website to see where you can what events you can see me at, where I'm reading. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have the best first week of December ever. Happy Sagittarius season, of course. And thank you again for listening. As always, stay magical AF.